WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's October 26th, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, your continued source of accurate, logical, and not always easy to follow health advice. I'm Ed Jones with my super guru Waffle House co-host Clint Powell. Mm-hmm. How you going, Powell?
I'm fantastic.
Really? You always lie.
Yeah. Well, why would I don't know. Let me answer the question like Ed. Ask me how I'm doing again.
How you doing, Clint?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a tangerine. That's Ed. Every time I ask Ed how he's doing, he goes, fairly well, if I were insert some weird way to rate how you're doing.
But I am as honest, okay?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, me too. I feel just like a tangerine, so we're great.
Hey, I got a lot of notes. We got a lot of an interesting kind of out of ordinary interview on Kratom. I want to have people be aware from this, from a lady named Karen, who is going to give a story about her son. And it's a very, very sad story, but it's very important to share these things so that others know what not to do. A lot of, and this really isn't about health with her, but a lot of health things is actually knowing more about what not to do than it is to know what to do, because the insults to our body come from many times just lack of knowledge and sometimes lack of discipline. But, you know, we didn't know that seed oils were so unhealthy. We didn't know, 10 years ago, the things we know now. So now it's time to learn. And
well,
that's why we're here.
And I'll say this because, again, having not heard her story yet, I will just say that I also think it's me and you don't give many compliments that are genuine here on this show, but I do think there is there's a pat on the back for having these conversations on a show that promotes a holistic approach to health, herbs, natural products, because what we're going to be talking about is the other dangerous side of the very thing mm-hmm. that you have an affinity for, you're passionate about and belief in. A lot of people tend to avoid the hard conversations about things they believe, whether it's their religion, their politics, or their, ideologies. And here you are presenting the dangerous side of it, the thing that actually, I think, adds more legitimacy to what you say. So when people listen to you, they know he's coming from a place of honesty because he's not trying to hide the warts of mm-hmm. the industry.
Thank you.
And I think that is, you make a living off telling people this is how to approach health. Not you don't diagnose, you don't treat, but you say have an open mind. Mm. Well, when you have an open mind, sometimes it's wrong.
That's right.
And this is one of those times that mm-hmm. I think the conversation we're gonna have, if it goes the way I think it's gonna go, is probably very well needed.
Wow, that's very very kind of you. Yeah. And bringing that into my mindset is the fact that just 24 hours ago, you would think people would have told me this, but I looked up on ChatGPT, what is the new law regarding CBD products for 2026? Unless you've been under a rock, there was a lot of legislation in 2025 that got passed that won't go into effect until January 1st, which is only 2 months and a couple weeks away. Well, I didn't think much about it. I did not believe it would affect Nutrition World, but guess what? It is going to stop all sales of CBD. Everything from the non-THCs, to the best of my knowledge, but it's written very clearly that if any store that sells any CBD product cannot let anyone under 21 enter the store. So that is how it will eliminate it from every place except the places that are selling it now and are willing to card everybody.
Well, I will just say, too, that this is always open to change. You know how this is. Once it gets closer to time and stuff, lobbyists will approach it. There's things that can change. So this may all change by the time you hear, may hear this in three or 4 weeks on the podcast platforms, because we release the radio show podcast every Tuesdays. So you may be hearing this one 6 weeks from now, and the rules and laws may have changed. But as of right now, it's very limiting.
I don't think they'll change, because
they
thought. Isn't
it odd that we're about to have a story, we're about to have a very difficult conversation where they've not taken any action?
Yes.
And here's something that's got more research behind it that they're taking action on. It's again, it is to me a little, I just don't know enough about it. It seems an odd place to
put focus. It is, but I do think the loophole in the law for CBD did allow a lot of more potent products than Tennessee's quite ready for at this stage.
You think it'll circle back around later?
It will circle back around. Okay. There's no doubt. Just a matter of what time frame that will be. A lot of things coming up in Nutrition World, one of which is, you know, Be Well Labs has a great physician's assistant. Those are very, very highly trained people in regard to health. And Chris is his name. I know him quite well. He spent almost 11 years in the traditional care, acute care medicine clinics, fixing people up and diagnosing and helping the acute care, not chronic, but acute care. Well, he's going to be at Nutrition Worlds every fourth last Friday of the month. And so it'll be another month from now when you hear this, but I want to start plugging this for that time. And he will be available to ask questions. He'll be at the front desk of Nutrition World, and those will be from about 9 to 12. So at the last Friday of each month, like we used to do the lab work. Just wanted to throw that out. Now, we have the Lung Bus coming on November 8th. From 10 to 2. That is a Saturday. Now, why do I like the Lung Bus? I like the memorial for what they do to help people. One, you know, lung cancer is so curable in the early stages and so not curable in the later stages. One is it diagnosed that. But the thing I love about the Lung Bus, it does an entire score called a calcium score. When your arteries are damaged and they're starting to build plaque, the first thing it builds is soft plaque. That soft plaque then turns into hard plaque, and that hard plaque is calcium, and it can be picked up on this calcium score. What you want is a zero, and what you don't want is in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and you had it done, and you had a good score.
I can't remember if it was the high 30s or 40s. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't zero, but I wasn't, you know.
It's less than your age. So,
okay, thanks.
I just feel like that's, if you have to have a number, at least keep it under your age.
That's a good point.
I've seen three people in the past 6 weeks who had over 500.
Oh,
and that
wow.
is, you know, that's a sign you have a lot of plaque. So the Lung Bus is relatively inexpensive. I think it's $100+ dollars, and that's it. And you're getting thousands of dollars worth of tests.
And if I'm not mistaken, unless they've changed when I was there, I'm assuming it's the same. You pay it, no pain, it's non-intrusive at all. They do this thing, and you get the results while you're there.
Yep.
At least I did. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yep. So go to nutritionw.com under events to sign up, because you can come walk in, but we've kind of promoted it a lot because I believe in it. Because on the calcium score, there is always things to be done. Now, do I agree completely with traditional methods? No, I don't. But like you said earlier, I love honest debate that doesn't have hatred involved in it. And I'm happy to debate anyone, any cardiologist, anybody, because I have my own 46 years of experience of study, and I would like to do that.
Okay.
But now, on November 18th, there's a lady named Laura DeWitt, and she's a gut intestinal expert. We have a coach named Amber, who's also fantastic, but Laura travels the country, and she's been with us about probably 10 times. And she does this thing at the store, and it will be November 18th from 9 to 3:30. It's called a gut check with Laura DeWitt. And anybody with chronic gut questions, from constipation to pain to diarrhea,
bloating,
to bloating, all of those, irritable bowels. She's not treating a medical condition, but she's empowering you to know what steps you can take to ask your doctor and or to help yourself to feel better. So again, November 18th from 9 to 3:30. And that night, she's going to be giving a lecture that usually is, the people are thrilled with her lecture. She is a true expert in this country. So on November 18th, Laura DeWitt is called Your Gut is Everything, November 18th at 5:30. So nutritionw.com under events, if you will, sign up. But it will be well worth it if you have chronic gut issues. As you know, conversations a lot of times in the traditional modalities is somewhat limited about what can we do about this. Well, here's a drug. See you in a few months, or really not anything, or let's go do an endoscopy. I mean, they're limited and they're good people. It's just they don't have the toolbox that I like. Right. Did you see my picture in CityScope magazine?
I did, yes.
You did, because I showed it to you.
It was dapper. Well, you made me look at it. You held me by the back of the neck and used your Python arms to hold me in place.
Man.
Check this out, Clint, and tell me how good I look. I said, yes, sir, you look great. May I have another? No, it was a great. It was a good little write up. I love the plane. It's a very unique plane. It's a biplane, according to you. How many wings did it have? One wing.
You think it has four wings?
It does have four wings, because when we asked it last time, you said it had one wing. That's the damnedest plane I've ever seen.
Clint's the only person who counts a wing as each side of the wing is a wing. It's actually one wing on most planes. Now this plane does have two wings, but it doesn't have four. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Nutrition World is getting ready to spend a whole lot of money, and no one's going to walk in and say, wow, except those who, well, I don't know, the staff members will, but it won't be something you're going to like look at like a big remodel, but lights. We have new lighting come to Nutrition World. Hey, it helps older people like me see those labels, let me tell you.
Well, I can't wait to see. It'll be the first big renovation that the public will notice since probably, before the last 5 years?
No, about 8 years, probably.
By the way, I need to go ahead and tell you I'm wrong about something.
Yeah.
Oh, it is called a biplane by means, too. It's not a quad plane.
There you go. Hey, we got Cody is actually
hold
videoing.
On, you ready?
Yes. He was wrong.
All right, there we go. But yeah, that's going to be, I can't wait to see the lighting. And when will that get, that's going to be put in when? The next couple weeks?
Starting on Monday, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wait. So cannot wait.
Yes. So exciting stuff. And why am I excited? Because there's a doctor named John Ott, O-T-T, passed away long ago. I remember being 1980s looking in the deep studies that he had done on full spectrum lighting. What is full spectrum lighting? Well, I see you to explain what it isn't. All the lights we're under is nothing like nature intended. Yeah, there's wavelengths to all lights, and we are so outside the healthier range that all humans, all animals lived within for the last 100 million years, however we've been here, including dinosaurs. They all had this relatively narrow light spectrum. Well, commercial lighting is completely outside of that. And Dr. Ott showed that ADD is improved. It showed that anxiety is improved. It showed in classrooms. In classrooms, they tested it. Depression is somewhat improved. Not treatments, but sometimes being exposed to all these artificial lights is not good for brain chemistry. Well, I asked the company who's selling it, I want full spectrum lighting because I believe in it. Well, the person who is handling it is an expert in lighting, and they've never had that question asked. So she goes in and researches it and finds the lights that are in that spectrum. Wow. So we have healthy full spectrum lights. I have them in my house. You can buy the incandescent and put them, like all my lamps in my house are full spectrum, and that's why I'm so intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What kind of lights do you have in your house, Clint?
Candle. I'm worried about candle and
now
kerosene.
That is natural.
Kerosene and candle, sir. You know, it makes me wonder, though, and I know you got other stuff, but these little simple things that you bring up, I poo-poo a lot of them, as I should. But a lot of these things, these little changes, especially when I hear you reference the connections between these small, subtle differences, maybe improvements in depression and learning. As a school system, just if one school system would just say, you know what, we're going to take 10 of these things that say they can help a little bit, and we are going to just implement those. It's going to be cost prohibitive at first, or, you know, be cost challenge at first. It'll be odd. It'll be weird. And then let's do a 20-year study. Mm-hmm. Let's just see if our depression, our kids' testing, scores, violence, all the little things are improved a little without changing anything else except exposure to sunlight, exposure to outside, the lighting, the music we play, any of the things that we all say, instead of treating it like it's an asylum.
Yes.
What if we treated it like it was actual environment, made a community out of the schools? I'm off on a little tangent, but to what you were saying about the lights, I heard that and I thought, I wonder if that helped just a little bit. If we put those things together, help a lot, maybe.
Hey,
I don't know.
10 littles can be a decent power in anything. You have, 10 little midgets pushing a car is a lot more than one midget pushing a car.
All hate mail goes to Cody.
All right, I'll end it on that.
O-T-T-I-E. There you go.
Vital Health Radio continues because your health is worth the conversation.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Real estate investors, here's a cash flow deal. 3 wooded acres on Lookout Mountain with a 3-bedroom home already rented for $1,150 a month. Plus, there's acreage to build 1 or 2 more homes on the property, just minutes from Macklemore Resort and Cloudland Canyon at 754 Dale Trail, Menlo, Georgia, and priced well under $200,000. Contact me, Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815, or check it out at georgiahomeforsale.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, where you are joining our train to better health. You know, throughout my 46 years at Nutrition World, one of the avenues that I have so enjoyed is partnering, hearing, listening to people's stories, stories about their health, stories about other people's health and their family. And many people are searching for better answers, but sometimes it's about education. And sometimes there are things that happen that are bad dreams that really are awful. And in this case, this is going to be one of those stories. We're going to talk about kratom, spelled K-R-A-T-O-M. We have Karen Davenport with us today. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
We are, and Clint's not too familiar with this, or he's going to be educated along with it. But my take on this is I want to educate people about something that is being sold that is, I think, potentially in a scientific world could have some benefit, but not in the free market world because of the dangers.
I want to just step in early, if you don't mind. And Karen, do me a favor. When you get on that mic pretty good, when you're talking so we can all hear you good, I just want to miss any of the story. But I will say, this is one of those things, knowing a little bit about where we're about to jump into, it's the fine line between why I trust people like Ed to make sure they're doing the vetting, the research and the knowledge, and his team, like, hey, this is appropriate, this isn't. Because there's another side to some of this that if you don't have someone like Ed you can call and turn to, especially in important matters, it's easy just to believe, to do, and think nothing is going wrong.
Right.
And so that's why I'm glad we're having this conversation. As difficult as it is, and thank you for being here, by the way, I think it's a worthwhile conversation.
Dr. Google has a lot of opinions.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, tell us the start of your story, perhaps.
Well, my name is Karen Davenport. I'm a wife, a grandmother, and a nurse practitioner in Chattanooga. I'm also a grieving mother who once gave birth to three children. But on March the 18th of 2024, my world was shattered when my son Matthew, one of my twins, died suddenly in his sleep. The cause of death was a lethal interaction of a doctor-prescribed medications and an unregulated substance called kratom. Until that tragic day, I'd never heard of kratom, even though I work in the medical field. Matthew was a sweet, kind, thoughtful young man who struggled with anxiety and depression for much of his life. He was always looking for a natural way to combat his disease. Tragically, his life was cut short when kratom, purchased as casually as breath mints at a nearby convenience store, played a fateful role in his death. I cannot adequately describe the heartbreak of losing a child. My husband and I watched helplessly as doctors tried to intervene and revive our son, only to hear the hollow words, "We're so sorry, we tried everything." In that surreal upside-down moment, I remember screaming his name and clutching his lifeless body, still unable to believe that this boy we had just hugged the night before was gone. Since March 18th of 2024, I've struggled with birthdays, holidays, everyday life without Matthew. My family has been robbed of our joy. My grandson will never see his uncle light up the room with his quiet humor again. And Matthew's twin sister, who once shared every milestone with him, will forever feel his absence like a piece of her soul. Matthew's toxicology report confirmed the interaction between his prescription medications for anxiety and depression and kratom. It was lethal. Kratom is marketed as a benign supplement for stress and pain, but it binds to the opioid receptors and it remains unregulated, readily available in gas stations and convenience stores. It's made from the leaves of a tree in southeastern Asia. It's been linked to numerous deaths in the United States and around the world. And now rehab centers are starting to admit patients struggling to get off the substance. I've poured countless hours into researching metrogenine and believe wholeheartedly that no family should have to endure the torment that's gripped mine. In my ongoing mission to warn others, I speak to youth groups, sharing Matthew's story to illustrate the real and devastating effects of kratom. According to Mayo and Cleveland Clinic, there's no medical benefits. FDA warned in February of 2016, 2018, 2022, and last month that kratom is a chemical of concern and there's no medical purpose for it. Serious adverse reactions, including liver toxicity, seizures, physical dependence, withdrawal, sedation, nausea, vomiting, along with respiratory depression and cardiac arrest, can lead to death. There are newborn babies whose mothers have been exposed to kratom and now are being treated with the same neonatal abstinence syndrome protocols of moms who have been exposed to fentanyl, OxyContin, and heroin. Numerous states have bans against kratom. Alabama, Arkansas, Vermont, Indiana, Rhode Island, Wisconsin. And there's also two countries, including the two where it's produced, Indonesia and Thailand, that have banned it.
Thank you for that.
Is there anything else you want to add to that? Are you good?
There's no like double-blinded, randomized, placebo-controlled
human studies
that says that kratom is used for medicinal purposes. They're only anecdotal, and they're sent to the users that they're sent out to people that already use, mm-hmm. just to get their experience.
Well, I think, and thank you for that challenging testimony, because you have a path of life now to educate other people, and I believe that's certainly a very honorable, noble path to do that. If it helps one person or another 50 people, you're going to help people by what you've done. You know, kratom, again, let me summarize it very quickly. It is in what we call the herbal family, which is plants that grow and people consume for different reasons. And, you know, 99.9% of herbs usually will not cause a problem with people. Interactions with drugs can be some of the issues, but generally it's far safer. Kratom is not in that category. Kratom is, first off, produced in countries that have absolutely no transparency, no quality controls. We don't even know what contaminants could be in there. We don't know the dosage. I can assure you that each batch is different dosing. They may all say 200 milligrams, and one may be 300 milligrams.
That's what I say. You could buy something out of the same box at some of these places, yep, and test them, and you would get unbelievably, mm-hmm, I'm assuming, wildly varying, mm-hmm, measurements or
you can.
Data.
And I have enough experience with Kratom to know of many people who have taken it who sometimes, due to financial reasons, they can't get a painkiller or they can't do this or they can't do that. And it's not something I recommended by any means. I do believe in the what I call the green pharmacy, but this one doesn't fall under that class for me. Here's the sad thing is it's available at gas stations and in convenient markets. Secondly, the FDA and FTC has the authority to remove dangerous substances in my field, because actually I have a list here of about 12 different ingredients that's been removed because of harming the public. So the FDA has enough resources and power. They don't always have enough money and enough employees
or
to do that. Or motivation to do
just,
that.
Yeah.
And a lot of things fly under the radar. This is, I would guess, one of those things. Mm-hmm. Had your son ever used it before? Did he tell you about it?
He had never used it. I mean, he might have used it like maybe a week or so prior to, mm-hmm, when this happened, but it was not something that was on our radar.
No.
Well, that's the other scary thing is because it varies so wildly in its purity and its dosing, you can take it two or three times with nothing bad. I'm assuming, you know, you could probably get, mm-hmm, you might. It's almost literally like just rolling the dice.
Yes, rolling the dice.
Natural doesn't mean safe. And that's the main thing that I wanted to get across today. It's very important that we have some good discernment, and that's why I wanted to talk to Ed, mm-hmm, about how he makes his decisions of what is safe. And
I don't want to sell anything that I personally won't take. That's number one rule. I think I began probably by year five of my business of 46 years. I just have those kind of ethics. Now, do I feel that there's a huge danger? There is danger in interactions between some nutrients and herbal medicine and drugs. This is where I think we have to share some of the responsibility between the client, the company, the store that sells it, and the medical community who doesn't have a lot of knowledge about these things. We need to, you know, we probably all need to be a little bit more informed. I have a pharmacist at Nutrition World. That's one reason we have him, because he's very experienced at, you know, what's going to interact with what. So we make sure, you know, people are as safe as they can be. The thing is, when you walk in, I walk in a gas station to get gas. I see all the Zen and all the nicotine products. You know, they are labeled in decent ways. They're not great. They're not healthy for us in excess, but they at least have labels that say this, that, and whatever. I bet that Kratom didn't have any label, did it? Or do you know?
The label is so small,
yes,
that I cannot read it.
Bingo.
Even with my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do that for a reason.
Bingo.
I bet the marketing's pretty big, though.
Huge lobby.
No, I mean the marketing on the package, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You can find it for all different reasons.
Yeah. Out of the loop. Is it still being sold at convenience markets?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
And it's called Kratom at the market?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, and I've kind of said it once. I'll say it again, because this is such a – normally our stories come in a little more lighthearted manner, and there's nothing about it, this story that it resembles that. But it does go back to what I've always said. Where you get what you get is so important. It is when we say on this far extreme version of this, why is it important to talk to people like Ed?
Mm-hmm.
It's because Ed is one of the guys that's going to go. I've watched him pull stuff off a shelf. I've watched him say, hey, that's made by a company now that is not being transparent. They were transparent. Mm-hmm. Now they're not. What does that mean? We're not going to sell the product.
The problem is our young people are getting a lot of their information from Dr. Google.
Or TikToks.
Or TikToks. Yeah. Or other...
Or their friends.
Friends or, you know, and they're not getting good information.
Influencers.
Yeah.
And as all of us who are young, we feel superhuman and we don't think anything's going to distract us from that path of life. But again, there has to be, I think, responsibility on the government, the manufacturers. I don't understand how some of these owners could sleep at night knowing that they're doing this to people with their poor packaging, poor quality, poor this and poor that.
I have a quick, as you started down this journey, this horrible journey that you're on, though. Have you met other parents?
Absolutely.
I'm assuming that they're like, this is something that you're like, okay, at first because you feel like you're by yourself, and then you start meeting other parents, and it's kind of the same story.
I have, and I've met them through Facebook, through the Kratom Danger Awareness Facebook that I'm part of now. There is a big move to ban it.
Are y'all working with people on that, legislation, like
Absolutely.
Lobbying?
Okay. Yes. Working with Representative Esther Hilton Haynes.
I know her well. She's
and also Senator Todd Gardenhire and the governor.
Okay, good.
So that is our goal for this next year for Tennessee. And I want to see a federal ban.
Well, the FDA can do that if they have enough influence and desire to do that. And again, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and you're part of what's making it more squeaky. So I commend you for that. And it does act as an opiate also. It is addictive. I've dealt with several people who had to go through withdrawals with Kratom. They were taking it for extreme pain. They were not taking it to have other effects. They had pain, and they found that it lessened their pain significantly. Now, too much will make you very, very relaxed, and you know, so just like an opiate, isn't it, Karen?
It's extensively metabolized in the intestine and the liver. It's converted to an alkaloid, and it hits the opioid receptors the same as heroin and morphine and Oxycontins. When it gets in your body, it turns into basically an opioid. That's how it acts.
Well, this is the warning. You know, this is a lot of people listen to this show and also see some of the videos that Cody posts. And so we are you're doing good work by speaking this, and we're doing good work by allowing it to be done. I know you asked me before about maybe how or why I would vet this product, or what do we do to do those things. And I remember early on when Kratom, we first got some samples of Kratom. What I do almost exclusively with anything that would fall into the bucket of I don't know for sure is I experiment with myself, and then I have, you know, 38 employees, some of which are, you know, interested in things in all fields of products within our field, and we will kind of experiment. We dig deep into the literature, and at that point we had some in the back room. It never got to the store. We ended up throwing it all away. That's what happened.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, I didn't know that.
I took some when I had my hip replacement. It had a tendency to make you some nausea at times, just like some medications can. I have people who raved about it. But again, they weren't doing interactions with other drugs. I didn't feel comfortable even with that because of the countries it came from. You know, a lot of our ingredients come from China, but they're backed up with certificate of analysis. These companies, there's really good reputable companies in China. They're not Thailand. I mean, I hate to be negative toward two countries, but China does produce very, very high quality products. I mean, they produce pharmaceuticals, huge supplier of it, but Kratom's not in that field. So again, Karen, thank you for coming in. Tell people again the Facebook post if they want to learn more about this.
It's called Kratom Danger Awareness, and they can Google it. They can find it on Facebook, and it basically talks about all the it speaks to all the parents that have lost children to this drug and to this supplement, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I know Ed, we're wrapping the segment up, but I'm not kidding you. As soon as we're done, my kids are getting a text from me because my sons are like me. And a lot of times they'll pick up caffeine stuff at the start. Right. They're going to be getting a text about this.
They don't think anything about the B12
again,
drinks.
Back to what Ed said, we're all and at 20-something. We're
absolutely,
all.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Bulletproof.
And I don't think, you know, my son knew either.
No.
So.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, yes. Great appreciation from us, Nutrition World and Vital Health Radio, Karen. And again, I will, if anybody has any questions or if they forget that Facebook, email me and I will be happy to send them the contact information. So stay with us. And Clint and I are going to give you more about wellness and when it meets the wisdom on the next segment.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. Got to ask you a question, Clint. Do you ever eat at the Billiards Club?
You talking about CBC?
Yeah.
It's been years, but yeah, I used to eat there quite a bit. But I'm not eating there in years now.
I've never eaten there, and I'm
You're talking about the one downtown or the one over on
over
the
here
highway,
on this side.
Okay.
I'm going to try it tomorrow night. Just to have something different. Now, again, people say, whoa, my gosh, Ed Jones is eating at a basically junk food place. No, I eat high protein, usually a hamburger patty with maybe one bun.
Yeah.
And I will have a salad and I'll bring my olive oil in. Mm-hmm. And
you're going to fit in great at the Booters Club doing that. I will say.
There's too, a smirk on Clint's face.
Now, in the 80s and 90s, when I was one of the one downtown, we would have loved to seen you bring your olive oil in. That would have been fantastic. There would
have been some good smirks. There's
big, steep stairs going up and down that. I will say, though, I don't know why people would question. Like, people driving up, that Ed Jones trying new restaurants. Who's doing that? They should have you need to go have a life. Go hug somebody.
That's right. Go have
find someone to kiss. Quit caring about where he eats. That's my job, to give him grief. I think you'll like it. I remember the food was great. I haven't eaten there in years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a really nice place.
Again, I repeat, my middle name when I got divorced is Y-E-S. So I say yes to so many things if it doesn't hurt anyone else or is stupidly risky. Now, some people, like Scott says, don't fly that airplane anymore. That steer with the one with the four wings, you know. There's dangerous. We don't want to lose you now. Nah, I don't know. It lights my life up.
Do you wear a scarf?
I have a Snoopy hat.
I've seen that. It looks, so, do you wear the scarf too?
I have one time wore the scarf.
Does it fly behind? Does it fly?
Yes, it does. And this
you should get a GoPro. Let Cody put a GoPro on your camera, on your plane. So when you're up there flying, put one, like get a 360. Mm-hmm. I think that would be, and then you could narrate as you're going. That would be fantastic.
That's an interesting idea, and maybe Cody will do that.
Yeah, that would be good. Plus, you could catch the UFOs you see up there.
Yeah, that's true. That one, it may come back.
We did a special episode of that. Yeah.
Hey, we had I think 4 million views on Facebook this week. Do you know what it was about? It was on the Dirty Dozen of which foods contain the most pesticides. And so, if you go to Nutrition World's Facebook, you can see that. And if you want comment or whatever, but what I've got today, which I don't know if I did this before, but I'd like to talk about the Clean 15. Because the Clean 15 is the list of foods that if you're going to, of course, we desire the least amount of chemicals. And we all can't shop at Whole Foods and buy the organics due to cost, location, and whatever. That's why I try to meet people where they are in life so that they can make wise choices without having to do backflips. Well, the Clean 15 is here. I'm going to start with number one. I'm kind of surprised. Well, I'm not, because it has a covering on it, so I would assume this would cover it from the pesticide. Just pineapple. I could see that. If you get a whole pineapple, it would have far less of the pesticides. Now, when we talk about pesticides, and EWG is the one who does this test, very credible people, they're not testing glyphosate, which is my bigger conversation outside the pesticide conversation, because these pesticides have horrible effects on our body. And glyphosate's kind of in a different bucket, and it has bad effects too. And I'm really, really concerned about that for our children. But I'm also concerned about all these chemicals that are residues, and they really hurt us in endocrine disorders, from fertilities to the neuromuscular system to liver toxicity. Thyroid issues are epidemic, autoimmune. It's a bucket of a lot of things. There's not one that causes it. But when you combine, kind of like combining 10 midgets pushing a car, I guess.
Yeah, good analogy. I wasn't paying attention until you brought that up. Good job.
And so it does raise the level of toxicity. So pineapple's one. Sweet corn is two. Now, I know I'm going to get some feedback on that, because corn is heavily sprayed with glyphosate, but I've already explained that's in a different bucket. And on glyphosate.
So what is corn?
Corn is in the Clean 15.
Oh.
It is sprayed less than other foods, certainly not in the class of the Dirty Dozen that we talked about. I use Gut Ion at Nutrition World to protect me from glyphosate to the best I can. Anyone who's concerned about that, come get Gut Ion. You do one teaspoon twice a day. It really is the one thing I believe in that can help counter some of that damage from glyphosate. Avocados, number three. Love those. I eat those all the time. Papayas, onions is number five. 6 is sweet peas. Had those at lunch today at Southern Star. They have wonderful sweet peas. 7, asparagus. Don't like my urine smelling, so I don't eat much of the asparagus. Clint's giving me the look like, okay, here he goes talking about bathroom stuff again.
No, I'm not. I don't want your urine smelling like that either.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, he's such a good friend.
Everybody that goes to the bathrooms, you know, after you leave, yeah, we prefer you eat corn or onions. Or
8, cabbage. 9, watermelon. 10, cauliflower. 11, bananas. 12 is mangoes. 13 is carrots. Shocked, the carrots are less. 14 is mushrooms. 15 is kiwi. So I'm going to run through the clean 15 one more time, just right through it. Pineapple, sweet corn, avocado, papayas, onions, sweet peas, asparagus, cabbage, watermelon, cauliflower, bananas, mangoes, carrots, mushrooms, and kiwi. The clean 15, the foods that you would want to choose for the least amount of pesticides.
And I will say right now, the only one on that list that I don't really care for is the mushrooms.
I'm not
a big mushroom person. All the other ones on there, I love. I can't eat some of them because it hurt my stomach. I used to be able to eat pineapples whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
Can't do it now. It kills my stomach. Same with watermelon. I have to eat watermelon. I would used to eat the whole, how much watermelon do you want? Yes. Now I just have to be careful. But mushrooms, I've never been a mushroom guy.
Interesting.
Yeah. I know everybody was.
I have developed a taste. I've developed a taste for mushrooms. What was that comment?
I said everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat wondering if I eat mushrooms, and so I thought I'd break the tension.
Well, I'm going to order you a Loopy's mushroom pizza, and then I can eat it.
I will pick the mushrooms off because I'm used to doing that because I'm picky.
Hey, news that this is not news to me, but I think it is to most people. Big Pharma is paying doctors to prescribe the newer drugs for multiple sclerosis. An analysis showed 78% of neurologists receive payments from pharmaceutical companies, with doctors receiving more money prescribing the MS drugs. And payment amounts create dose-dependent effects. Even $50 payments slightly influence prescribing patterns, while $5,000 payments doubled the likelihood of favoring specific companies' drugs. And that is a pretty spooky thing because Big Pharma's doctors, the analysis showed 5,800 doctors, which is 78% of the study population, received at least one payment from a drug company during this study, adding up to $163 million in total for the MS drug. That's just for that one single drug.
I don't understand that system. I don't get how you get to, the more of my drug you write, I give you money. I don't get that. That doesn't seem to be based off the.
It's not. Health. I think it's indirectly based. Yeah. But there's numbers enough to.
Yeah.
They couldn't directly pay. It's an indirect game.
Yeah, I bet they would probably come back and give us pushback on how we're framing that.
They would.
Yeah,
but the 100%. Thing is, it is enticing the doctors to write prescriptions. And if you looked at the numbers, you know it's influential. There's no doubt. A common sense says that. I talk about seed oils a lot because I'm convinced from all of the experts that I look at every day, listen to my processing of logical information as far as health, why we're not healthy, what makes us super healthy, connecting the dots. Well, seed oils, which are canola, you know, sunflower, vegetable oils, all of those are, I think, a demon. I think they are, studies are building all the time that they damage our arteries and they damage us in our neurotransmitters, our thinking abilities, mitochondrial function. And I've eliminated 90% of those. I still eat a little bit. I mean, if I want a chip, I'm going to do the potato chips at Nutrition World that uses tallow. Absolutely every cardiologist can't stand that because it's saturated fat, but that's where the conflict comes in. I'm not afraid of saturated fat anywhere near as I am with seed oils. And so around the advent of the American Civil War in 1870s, when they developed the technology to extract oils from seeds. Before that was called linoleic acid. That's what we're getting out of seed oils that is damaging us. That's when the rise of this linoleic acid began. Here's the thing, like Dr. McCullough says, you know, eggs, sausage, and bacon shouldn't contain those oils because they're not seed oils, but they do because why? Because the animals are fed seeds and they're getting those seed oils from the foods that are being fed. But guess what? not if you buy Nutrition World's eggs or a local egg that the people feed it grains that are not seed oil based. And Row Farm sausage, those little animals are taken care of better than most humans are taken care of as far as the end result.
Minus the ending for them. It's way better.
Well, okay,
yeah.
Well.
I'm just saying, yeah, I agree with
they
you.
They do die at the end. Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. That whole, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm just saying, it's a great job until the end.
Hey.
Now pass the sausage.
Did you hear about the shrimp that was recalled from Publix?
No, but that sounded like a joke you were about to tell me.
It does.
Hey, yeah. did you ever hear about
did you hear the one about the shrimp
that walked into the bar? No. What happened at Publix?
No, a month, a little bit ago, 85,000 bags of shrimp sold at Kroger stores in 31 states were believed to be exposed to a radioactive substance. They all were radioactive. Isn't that something?
Radioactive shrimp.
Yeah.
That's got to be on the plague list somewhere.
FDA said the CS-137 is a man-made radioisotope of cesium. Traces of CS-137 are in the environment, but they don't know why it was such high amounts in these shrimp. I wonder how they even found it.
Yeah. And that would be the great name if you were going to do a odd podcast for health.
Yeah.
Radioactive shrimp. Would be it. Hosted by Ed Jones. a cult band from the 70s. What's the name of your band? Radioactive Shrimp.
That would stick on a person's mind.
It would 100%. If your
like
podcast
glue.
Was named Radio, I'm gonna Google that.
Ooh.
Start a podcast. Radioactive Shrimp. What do you talk about? Everything but Radioactive Shrimp. That's our tagline.
I love it. Hey, this is Vital Health Radio, empowering you to take charge of your health. More after the break.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread. They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value. Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service. Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey, Chattanooga, are you ready for some SEC college football? Well, we are. I'm Sean Whitfield. Join Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Times Free Press, and me each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7. Start your SEC college football game day with us. We'll talk nothing but SEC college football. College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize U, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to the wisdom moment of Vital Health Radio. I am half joking, half not joking, because I do try to focus on something that has to do with life. And this was something that just popped in front of me a few weeks ago, and I've kind of resonated with it. I know sometimes we don't always feel like doing the right thing. Well, this is called hard truth. If you wait until you feel better to start living, you might be waiting forever. Go live your life. Do it sad, do it anxious, do it uncertain, because healing doesn't always come before the experience. Sometimes the experience is what heals you. I'm a huge proponent of that philosophy, and I think you are too, Clint, because I know you work hard despite aches and pains and tiredness and lack of sleep, similar to myself.
Well, yeah, and I think sometimes we as a society, and how long do we have on the segment?
Just we have three more minutes.
Okay, I just think sometimes as society we get hooked up, we get are caught up in things like, I am on a healing journey. It's life. Yeah. It's all life. The healing, the being scarred, the do-overs. Yeah, the do-overs, the all the things. It's stuff you're doing as you go. It's literally we're building the plane in the air when it comes to life.
I love that.
And so to say that I do this as I'm healed. Well, yeah, you don't have a choice. The scar is going to scab over no matter if you take care of it or not. Is it going to be a good scar, a clean scar with a story behind it, or is it going to still be open and festering and closed up and tear open again because you don't take care of it? It's going to happen whether you are intentional about it or not. So I love that, but in my world, everybody goes, have you healed yet? Yeah, we're healing. I'm either going to heal appropriately or I'm going to heal, ineffective. I don't know. I think sometimes we get caught up on I'm on this journey. You know, well, you're doing it on a journey.
But the thing about that statement on the journey means there's a finish line almost. And there's not a finish line. It never ends.
Yeah, I think when I talk about it, I'm more of this is the hallway. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just walking down the long hallway like in the book The Matrix or the movie The Matrix. There's a door. and I don't probably another long hallway after that. I just have never been down that hallway before. Does that make sense? Or a conveyor belt? That's more like a conveyor belt.
Yeah, because you can't freeze.
I can't. And everybody's door is a little further apart and shorter up. And I'm making all kinds of stupid examples.
Even my daughter, she said, because she with three kids and all the things that go on in life, there's ultimate challenges for all family people like that, a lot more than I think I could handle now. And she says, one of her motivational speakers says, when life gets hard, you get hard back at it. And she does do that.
Well, and again, I don't think we have much of an I guess we always have options on how we approach it. But that is the thing, right? That is the journey itself. You're doing all of these things all at once. Mm-hmm. It's not like right now I'm healing. No. I'm doing all of it.
All of it.
I'm living, mm-hmm. I'm busy, I'm bored, I'm all of it right now at one time. And I think sometimes we just get stuck in trying to label stuff. And it's just live. Just live. I'm not like you on a lot of things. I don't say yes to everything, and that's okay. But my life to me is just as exciting as your life is to you. Mm-hmm. My life to you is super boring. But my life, to me, I love. I wouldn't trade my mornings. I wouldn't trade any of it.
Isn't
that the way it's supposed to be, though?
It's supposed to be. Not running after it, being with it.
I heard something. I'll hand it back to you to wrap it up. I heard something a long time ago. It's why do people get frustrated when others don't support your passion and your vision? And I'm not saying as a friend you don't support people. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that. But to expect someone else to have Ed's passion about Nutrition World is silly. Mm-hmm. God gave that to you.
Bingo.
That's your vision, not mine. So why would I expect people to understand my journey? That's that's exclusively mine. And so I'm to say yes and no to the things that make that journey valuable.
But the thing is, and I appreciate that very much, you have a vision. Yeah. Some people don't have that light inside of them that you and others that I, a few others that I know have. So that's something that I really feel that we should, you know, work toward. I mean, the obstacle is the way is a stoic thing, and I do believe in that. So I'm turning this over to Clint Powell to close this show since I left my notes in the office.
It's going to be one of the real short. Get ready, Chuck. It's going to be a quick one. We appreciate everybody listening to the Vital Health Radio Show. And I love what Ed said earlier. Your health journey, your wellness is worth the conversation. And sometimes we get there in a clumsy way. Sometimes it's straightforward. But we always appreciate when you join us here on Vital Health Radio. Everybody have a great week. And we'll see you right back here at 98.1 The Lake next week.
Love it. You should podcast for a living, Clint. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.